Simon & Schuster Audio presents American Panda by Gloria Chow. Read by Emily Wu Zeller. For Anthony, always. For believing in my words. For helping me find my inner May. For giving me the world. And for anyone who's ever felt like they didn't belong. Chapter 1. Stinky Tofu. The stench of the restaurant's specialty walloped my senses as soon as I entered. Even with 17 years of practice, I didn't have a fighting chance against a dish named Stinky Tofu. I gagged. My mother sniffed and smiled. Smells like home. Who doesn't love the scent of athlete's foot with lunch? I held a fist to my face, desperately inhaling the pomegranate scent of my hand sanitizer. She swatted my hand down. Don't touch your face, May. Give yourself pimples for no reason. There are no ugly women, only lazy women. In my head, I counted to 10 in English, then Mandarin. 2 more hours, 3 tops. Mrs. Pan, a family friend who used to drive me to Chinese school, came over to our table to say hello, which apparently required grabbing my chin to inspect my face. My instinct to be deferential, heightened by my mother's side eye, warred with my desire to shake off Mrs. Pan's bacteria-covered hands. When she finished her inspection and let go, I fought the urge to cover my now sticky chin in pomegranate antiseptic, my trusty little sidekick.
I can't believe this is little May, Mrs. Pan squeaked. You got pretty, and look how big your nose is. That's promising.
I pasted on a well-rehearsed smile, but couldn't keep said nose from scrunching.